This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. women's and men's soccer teams will get equal pay for international games under a landmark agreement with the U.S. Soccer Federation. This is part of a settlement deal reached in February that will give women players back pay. As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez says that the influx of illegal immigrants entering the United States through the southern border should be concerning for everyone, no matter their political opinions.
It is 100% a national security issue, and everybody, regardless of party, should be focused on it.
Title 42 is a pandemic-era policy that has allowed illegal immigrants to be turned away at the Mexican border for the past 2 years. The Biden administration seeks to end the policy as the CDC says it is no longer necessary. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
At Kennedy Space Center in Florida, SpaceX launched a Falcon 9 rocket this morning.
3, 2, 1. Full power. And liftoff.
This launch released 53 Starlink satellites into a low Earth orbit. Starlink is SpaceX's network of satellites that are designed to deliver low-cost internet access to remote locations. There are currently more than 2,000 Starlink satellites in orbit. New data shows the nation's roads are more deadly than they have been in over a decade. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration estimating nearly 43,000 people died in crashes last year. That's an increase of more than 4,000 from 2020. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg saying the traffic deaths are a crisis on America's roadways that we must address together. You're listening to USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell at a press conference is asked if he thinks Democrats support giving amnesty to illegal immigrants as a way to advance themselves politically.
What I'm disturbed about with regard to the southern border is the relative openness of it. This administration's taken a number of steps in the direction of just throwing our border wide open once again, and that ought to be addressed.
This as Title 42 is set to expire on May 23rd. This is USA Radio News. Members of Congress publicly questioned officials from the military about unidentified flying objects for the first time since 1969 yesterday. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher tells Fox and Friends that he wasn't satisfied by some of the witnesses' answers.
I appreciate the fact that DOD is taking it seriously. I appreciate the sincere effort to destigmatize the discussion, but I'm afraid we did not get any closer to the truth.
He says a lot of UFO sightings are during U.S. military pilot training and need to be investigated thoroughly to ensure homeland safety. One of the hearing's main goals was to assess how the DOD collects data about UFOs and discover what progress they have made in identifying them. More news on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It wasn't going to be easy, and if anything you do to try to get this country back on track is so antithetical to the agenda of the left, it's not even the Democrats, and I think it's a point well taken what we discussed in the first hour. It's no longer the Democrats. It's no longer progressives, and it's not even liberals. I mean, it is this radical arm of the Democratic Party that Joe Biden is leading. And this radical arm has no interest whatsoever in the U.S. Constitution. That's really not true. They do have an interest in the U.S. Constitution. Their interest is to absolutely destroy it. John O'Connor joins us now. John is the legal analyst, author of Postgate, How the Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat, Covered Up Watergate, and Began Today's Partisan Advocacy Journalism. John, good to have you back. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill, good.
Hey, so where is Chief Justice Roberts? I mean, he's MIA, and even, I mean, we've got a couple justices speaking out, Thomas, of course, and Alito, against this mob that is going to the houses of Supreme Court justices to do one thing, and that is to intimidate and try to change what they here and what they're reading about in this preliminary judgment about Roe v. Wade. But there's no action, there's no outrage. I mean, it seems to be tamped down as if, I guess maybe Justice Roberts is saying, hey guys, if we raise too much a stink here, the Democrats are going to want to, you know, pack the Supreme Court. We're going to start hearing about packing the court again. So, hey, let's just tiptoe around the tulips, play nice here, and, you know, we'll move forward as best we can.
Well, I'll tell you, what's interesting about this bill is that there is a law in the Criminal Code, Section 1507, specifically deals with this exact same thing. It talks about, almost describes word for word what is happening now and says it's a crime. You can't, in an effort to sway the court, do anything like this. And they go through this. You're not supposed to yell, scream at the court. I mean, that can be a, if I went to a courthouse and I screamed at a judge, that would be a violation of that law. But the Democrats so care about the political effect, they realize they're underwater with everything they do. You can't name anything that they have done that is popular.
Exactly.
And they are so hopeful for an issue. They're clinging to January 6th like a life raft. And then this one. This is their hope to try to stay above water and be relevant here. I don't think it's going to work. Now, I will say this. I do fear that in some purple districts where the Republicans could make a real sweep, even blue districts, because people hate these policies so much, that this abortion thing might breathe some life into some some of these candidates for the Democrats. So it may cost the Republicans a number of candidates in Congress. Now, I think the Republicans are going to still take over. They're still going to take over the Senate. But it is an issue. And that's what that's the reason the leaker did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and going back to these threats, I mean, we just had a judge whose son was murdered, husband was shot at their home, and it's like, wait a minute, we can't protect our judges like this? And I think that Judge Esther Salas, I mean, she was appointed by a Democrat, wasn't she? I mean, so here she's one of their own, so to speak, and they can't connect the dots and protect the Supreme Court justices when we've had enough violence and demonstration of what people will do, especially when they're encouraged to do such.
Well, that's right. Now, think about this. They make such a big deal about January 6th, but yet how many riots were there mm-hmm. in the country before then when there were massive destructions of property and killings and lootings and everything else? And it was in the Democrats, they thought these things were in their favor. I don't think they were.
Mm-hmm.
But they thought that. And so no one said anything about it. No one would ever even say it's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why there's such hypocrisy there. And I think
exactly.
People see that.
Well, you bring up January 6th. I met with some ladies this weekend, John, that were there. They were there on January the 6th, and one gal, in fact, she told me, she said she went through the door, was invited by Capitol Police, come on in, welcome, come on in. And she took a step in and then stopped and said, hey, can I change my mind? I don't think I want to go in. And so she reversed course and left. And, of course, the FBI did happen to, give her a call and just say, hey, what's up? Kind of thing. And but there wasn't enough on her, so she didn't end up with the rest of these J6 patriots. But again, what we've got to do, and her point was well taken, and that is, look at, she said, Bill, it was a mess. It wasn't just J6 patriots. There were people, there were Antifa people there. There were BLM people. We know it clearly. They were dressed up like MAGA people. They were there to whip up the crowd. And there were some patriots who got caught up in the fervor and the crowd psychology and reaction of what happened. And they screwed up. And, they're going to pay a price from it. But see, we're not getting that narrative. We don't have that understanding. The commission that Nancy Pelosi has put in motion, which is a farce anyway, because there's no really deep understanding. I mean, they always say, and this is what drives me nuts, and I just want to scream every time they say, we're looking into this so that it'll never happen again. You're looking in it to cover your rear end, because there was so much prior to J6 that led to J6 that you are flat out ignoring, not to mention all these hours of videotape, just like the hours of videotape of people, committing voter fraud, how they've ignored that, right?
Well, right. And one of the things that's interesting, Bill, is there's this wonderful 97-page report of the Senate that was done efficiently, with no muss, no fuss. Amy Klobuchar and Rob Portman of Ohio, both smart people, good lawyers,
mm-hmm.
they wrote a wonderful report on January 6th. And what's interesting about it is they knew that there were a few people, a few patriots, that were planning on some sort of a tunnel rush, something like that. Mm-hmm. Knew exactly what they were going to do.
Right.
Knew exactly. And for some reason, and I don't think they were smart enough to do this deliberately and just not, but it was such a clown show that they had no reinforcements. They understood they needed more people, and the whole thing was a clown show. So they
when you say they needed more people, you're talking Capitol Police needed more people to defend?
Yes.
Yes, right. That's what you're talking about. Okay, yes.
Here, the Capitol Hill Police, this is interesting. You think that it's probably just some little squad. For this little patch of ground, all they have to do is protect Congress. Here's an occasion where there is going to be some issue. And hey, we had all kinds of riots and demonstrations in our country's history. This is not a big deal. I mean, think about Vietnam. You know it's coming. You do your job, this thing would have been swatted away like a housefly. There are, Bill, get this, on the Capitol Police, you think it's just this little itty-bitty police force.
Right.
They have 1,500 officers. 1,500. 123 of them are intelligence officials. Just 123
friends. How does that tell you how smart they are? We got to go to break. More from John O'Connor after this.
Your very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Seekers meetings are a core component of the Tide discipleship activities in India. They provide an amazing opportunity for listeners to learn more about God and Christian beliefs. It also gives curious listeners the opportunity to get answers to their questions about this Jesus they've been hearing about through the Tide Gospel radio broadcasts. Over the last 2 years, COVID protocols seriously impacted the number of Seekers conferences we could sponsor. But more recently, we've been able to resume this critical outreach. And the great news is that during a recent series of Seekers meetings, 41 people accepted Christ as their personal Savior. What a joy it is to help people find hope and purpose in life, and to have them join us in worshiping our Heavenly Father. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Into Independent. We are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with John O'Connor, the author of Postgate, How the Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat. He served as an assistant U.S. attorney in Northern California, representing the U.S. in both criminal and civil cases, so he knows what he's talking about. John, I'm going to spend a little bit more focus on January 6th because there's so much yet to be determined. As you said, there was an earlier study produced by the Senate that really did a fairly good job on what happened with January 6th. But that wasn't enough for Nancy Pelosi and the House. And even still, I thought the Senate report should have really castigated Nancy Pelosi because that's where the buck stops. I mean, she is the one that's in charge of Capitol Police. And where was she at? Where was her leadership in all this? But they've made it real clear that the House, this House committee, will not talk about Nancy Pelosi and her lack of leadership and anything that led up to January 6th. They're only going to deal with those events that happened on that day in a short couple of hours.
Well, that's right, Bill. I'll tell you, the report is an eye-opener. I'll just give you a couple of examples. Since I think it was December 15th, they knew in exquisite detail what was going to happen. The intelligence reports were coming in. And by January 1, it was really clear. I mean, there was a hair on fire report.
Exactly. But, John, the other thing, remind people, there had already been several rallies in D.C. and across the country, and momentum was growing. The numbers were, you know, even then they were approximating a million in Washington, D.C., which had far and surpassed on January 6th, which is a number they try to tamp down. And they had all the intel, to your point, leading up to this, and especially with the sophistication of geo-tracking and cell phone usage and everything like that, they had a lot of intel going into January the 6th, is to your point, right?
Well, that's right. They'd actually called up National Guard troops, not only the local National Guard, but my wife's got a good friend who's a National Guardsman who came from Long Island someplace, big group of people he was with, National Guardsmen, outside the city, several thousand of them. Mm-hmm. And at some point in the day, they were just told to stand down. He was very disappointed. He wanted to get in there and protect the Capitol.
Sure.
Now, they had, like I said, they had 123 intelligence agents, the Capitol Hill Police, aided by the FBI. And the FBI had some hair on fire reports to them. You got to do something. You got to do something here. Meanwhile, I'll say one thing. There was a little bit of blame to be shared by some of the people. I want to say this great Mark Esper's Defense Department. Mm-hmm. They were worried about, oh, my gosh, boots on the ground. The optics would be so bad, boots on the ground. Well, so they really hesitated and, just sort of frittered the time away. So you got to blame them, too. But the main problem was, as you say, Nancy Pelosi and the Capitol Police. And then, of course, Muriel Bowser, the mayor of Washington, D.C., had National Guardsmen used as traffic cops. Well, you know, they're used as traffic cops. Well, they can't have their tac gear or weapons when they're traffic cops. So when somebody said, oh, gosh, Mayor Bowser, we really need some of your National Guardsmen. Why don't you send them right there? Well, she had made sure they were completely unavailable because they had no tac gear or weapons.
Right, exactly.
So they couldn't. You know, so it's almost like it was a reverse. She made sure that they were disabled from protecting the Capitol.
And John, the other thing people need to understand is Washington D.C. is an entity. It's almost like a sovereign nation unto itself, right? I mean, it is not considered a state. They have domain and authority, much like the Vatican, believe it or not, in the United States. It is unbelievable that they're able to exercise this kind of authority. This is why sometimes it's laughable when they talk about making, D.C. the 51st state. That comes with a double-edged sword. I mean, they're going to lose a lot of power if they were to relinquish that position, right?
Right. And actually, the framers were adamant that D.C. not be a state because then you would get politicization within there, and they wanted to make it a neutral place. Now, of course, we know it's not neutral, and God help any Republican that's on trial there. But the fact is, though, is that they are a sovereign place in their own way. And then you have a separate sovereignty of the Capitol Police. So you have all these incredible number of policemen and National Guardsmen there within this little city. It's not a big place. Mm-hmm. And yet they couldn't get their people there. They have 1,500 Capitol Hill police. If they just simply mobilized all the Capitol Hill police, nothing else,
they could have
protected this easily. And
how many people, again, remind me, how many people actually were there at the Capitol building that entered the Capitol building? It was less than the 1,500. You know, Capitol Police. I think it was only a couple hundred, but I don't know. Do you remember the exact number or a rough number?
I actually got in, but it's probably a couple hundred. And remember, some of them just walked in through other places. They didn't really force their way in. There's only one place where there was that skirmish at that one tunnel door. And, you know, if you would have had just a sufficient number of Capitol Police, you could have batted this thing away. And you brought up a good point, Bill. Besides Antifa, we know there's a guy named John Sullivan. Nobody seems to talk about
him. Right, exactly.
Openly. He was there with the camera.
And he
was there, and he admitted to encouraging everybody. Mm-hmm. Now, a good friend of mine, his friend was a senior Army officer who does not wish to be named. He was there. He didn't go in the building. But he said, and he's an Army guy, and he knows what he speaks. And he arrived there. When he arrived from the speech and got there, he thought it was really weird because there were some people there that were clearly not the patriots that were upset about the election. He thought it was really some really strange people there. He couldn't figure it out. Mm-hmm. Now, so you have these Antifa people, these probably some BLM people that are there to stir things up and make people look bad. Now, they did know, to be sure, the intelligence was some of these guys, like the Oath Keepers, were planning on doing something in really sort of in a foolhardy way. There's no doubt about it. They were mm-hmm. the college pranksters who got carried away with what they were going to do. But mm-hmm. then what is more troubling than anything is, and this harks back to Watergate, there were agents provocateur that were government mm-hmm. agents. Now, right now, one of the defense lawyers has named 80 people that they suspect as being agents provocateur. They just, I don't know if they've named them or they've depicted them off of film and sent to the government. Who are these people? We want to know mm-hmm. because we think they're agents provocateur. And there clearly were some. The question is how many. And so what the government does is they, to get information, they will put these guys into these groups. They'll work their way in. And then what they do is they end up being the big, cheerleaders for this stuff. And there were pictures of it. One of the guys was identified with this Ray Epps guy. But there were 80 of them identified so far. And this happened. This was a big scandal back when they found the FBI was doing it back in the days of all these early 70s terrorism. They would infiltrate these terrorist groups. And everybody said, oh.
Well, not to mention the attempted kidnapping of a Michigan governor, right?
Right, exactly. That's the kind of stuff they do. And, of course, the liberals were outraged about this. It's called COINTELPRO. And as Mark Felt said, this was a legitimate intelligence operation where they tried to get information. And it was just not really run the right way when they let some of these guys run amok and they would get in bed with bad guys. But this is what happened on January 6th. So a lot of this comes from these agents provocateur.
Are we going to ever really get to the bottom of this, John, or we're going to have to kind of swallow down some faux report after all the millions of dollars that have been wasted on this January 6th House probe?
Well, I think the best thing would be to, they've played this out so long to everybody's exhaustion that I when the Republicans get in there, I don't think
15 seconds left, John. Yeah. 15 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway,
exactly.
They'll investigate this agent provocateur thing.
Well, Attorney John O'Connor, author of Postgate, How the Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat, has been our guest. Thank you, John. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. women's and men's soccer teams will get equal pay for international games under a landmark agreement with the U.S. Soccer Federation. This is part of a settlement deal reached in February that will give women players back pay. As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez says that the influx of illegal immigrants entering the United States through the southern border should be concerning for everyone, no matter their political opinions.
It is 100% a national security issue, and everybody, regardless of party, should be focused on it.
Title 42 is a pandemic-era policy that has allowed illegal immigrants to be turned away at the Mexican border for the past 2 years. The Biden administration seeks to end the policy as the CDC says it is no longer necessary. This is USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, Bill Martinez Live or show, either one will get you here, .com. You know, over the last 2 years, many companies have faced challenges in attracting and retaining talent. There's over 31 million small businesses in the United States, which account for 99% of all U.S. businesses. And not surprisingly, it is these smaller companies that have the most difficulties hiring. Now, during Small Business Month, which May is, we recognize one of the most important players in our economy. Indeed's general manager of small business, Raj Mukherjee, is with us, and he's going to reveal findings from Indeed's 2022 State of Small Business Hiring Survey, shedding light on the recruiting barriers small businesses face. He will also discuss the importance of creating meaningful connections in your hiring, the impact that one individual can have on a small business, from employee burnout to the growth and the larger economic impact small businesses have in the U.S. Raj Mukherjee, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Bill. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Why are so many small businesses facing hiring challenges?
You know, Bill, I've been in the industry for a long time, been a hiring manager for more than a decade, and this is the most challenging hiring market I've ever seen. And it is such a competitive market. People who are looking for jobs have more power than ever. And as I talk to small businesses all across the country, and as I look at the data that we have inside Indeed, which we have a lot of, they are struggling to compete to hire this talent. And that's what we are doing at Indeed. And my focus is to help all businesses hire faster, particularly those smaller businesses.
Exactly. Raj, why are so many people leaving jobs? I mean, what is it? Is there some extra COVID money lying around that we don't know about? I mean, last time I checked, people still have to eat and provide for their families. But we have, such a large exodus, it seems, recently of people leaving their jobs. What's going on?
Look, at the macroeconomic level, you have more jobs than people looking for jobs. And that's obviously creating a supply-demand imbalance. So when you go back, and again, I can share more data about our report, what we are finding is more than half of small businesses have had 1 to 4 open roles in the past 3 months. And you can imagine not being able to find the right people, how much business impact it causes. And again, it goes back to that supply-demand imbalance.
Exactly.
From a business perspective, right? That's the key challenge that they're facing.
Raj, is it opening up the demographic a bit? Maybe seniors who've said, look at, before the best they could look for was maybe be a greeter at Walmart. But it would seem like some of these small businesses would definitely appreciate the experience and talent of seniors that say, hey, I might want to just get back in the labor force if it's going to be fun.
You say something really important, which is broadening the aperture and looking for talent where they exist. And you mentioned one way of broadening the aperture, which is looking for people who may be out of work, may be seniors, and who have skills to offer. But this goes far beyond that. It goes beyond what we call traditional hiring. And actually, at Indeed, we do this. We have this concept of not just looking at someone's resume, but bringing in a broader story about that person. Because again, we help people get jobs. That's our mission. That's what we do every single day. And to do that well, what we say is hiring should be about skills, not just about someone's experience that shows up in a piece of paper. Yes, of course, that matters to some degree, but you need to complement that with things such as Indeed assessment, where you can assess someone for their skills. And that allows you to, again, broaden your aperture, look for talent that doesn't exist normally.
Raj, what about people that maybe have the skill set, they have the desire, but maybe they're just not the right fit because their chemistry, their their worldview as such is not compatible with the organization. I mean, we just had a situation where Netflix, for example, took a stand and said, look, we're going to move away from some of this, pronoun sensitivity. And the people headed for the exits. So I see that this might be in the forecast. Was there any indication in your hiring survey to lead us to believe that this might be something a phase or whatever, something that some of these businesses are having to deal with?
Well, our hiring survey was mainly focused on understanding small business pain, which, again, Bill, I mean, there is so much. Right? Just sharing another factoid there, it's really painful to see this. I care deeply about these businesses because I've been working with them for so long. And one-third of the small and medium-sized businesses, they're stating they have experienced stalled financial growth due to these open roles that we just talked about. And they are losing customers, meaning they cannot serve all of us. Imagine a local restaurant, they cannot serve you because they don't have enough servers.
Exactly.
They have worries of having to put down, and there's no break. I mean, this goes back to your comment on retention, but there's no holidays or breaks for many of the people in these businesses because they can't hire. And so that is really causing all these challenges. And so, frankly, I mean, if you ask me, we see this as our, really core mission to take action right now to help these businesses and help our local economy thrive.
Exactly. Well, I got to tell you, Raj, I just so appreciate what Indeed is doing because that's my heart as well. What makes people happy is having a job. And we always try, and when I was hiring people, I always looked for the right job and the right person, what I would say a round peg for a round hole. Because when you have a round peg and square holes, that's where you get conflicts going on, right? And those turn into high-maintenance employees, just from experience, I'm saying. But I want to get back to your key findings from this hiring survey. Share it with our audience. What were the most impressive findings for you in this survey?
Number one, the fact that more than half of small businesses have had 1 to 4 open roles in the past 3 months. That is a big finding. It tells us that businesses are trying to hire, but they're unable to do it and unable to do it fast enough, which essentially means you are going to see stalled business growth. very big important finding for us. Second big finding, one-third of small businesses are experiencing, right now, they're experiencing stalled financial growth. It's not fictitious. It's happening as we speak. And that really matters because it affects all of us. Like when a local economy has to thrive, they have to depend on small businesses. You started by saying 99% of this country is small business. Yes.
Exactly.
And they are the lifeblood of our economy. And they are being affected by this. So for me, I think, again, I mean, the best way to describe this, Bill, I would say, you know, as someone who's been leading this business area for a long time, I actually see small businesses struggle with hiring, and it pains me at a personal level. And I want to help them. And
yes.
That's what I'm trying to do every single day.
Well, the other thing about small businesses is they know how to, well, they're more proactive because it's about survival, and they're very reactive. They're not going to wait. And so they're seeing the trends that are going on with the economy. And, well, Ted, this is a real study, and this is what excites me, is how small business is reacting, you know, to this, if you might identify it as a bit of a schizophrenic economy. Is that fair?
It's an interesting economy, and I'll give you a couple of things. You actually talked about the right fit common conversation, right? So businesses are feeling that shift as well. 77% are saying they're struggling to find the right fit for their open roles. Mm-hmm. That's a big number. That gets close to what you're talking about. And those things, when you have the lack of right fit, you keep the role open, and that creates, unfortunately, more open roles. And so it is really challenging. And we are finding, really, at the end of the day, the hiring process, and bringing it back to something that small businesses can control. The hiring process has so many challenges. And they need to rethink how they can use technology to make hiring faster, easier, and simpler for them.
And more effective, without a doubt. Raj Mukherjee is the Executive Vice President, General Manager for Small Business at Indeed. Indeed he is. And we appreciate, Raj, your time and information. Where can the good folks go for more information?
We are incredibly excited. We just launched our $15 million U.S. hiring fund, which gives $500 to any small business across the country for simply interviewing on Indeed. Like if you think about the interviewing process, the whole process of hiring, we are saying you can go from job posting, you can screen candidates, schedule interviews, and conduct the interview all in one place at Indeed. And that's why we're so excited to give $500 to every small business. So you can go to go.indeed.com/hiringfund. Again, go.indeed.com/hiringfund to claim that $500.
Wow.
Do it now.
That's great. Raj, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. You take care.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You could join us today. I'm Bill Martinez. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Sierra Mercer is with us. She's a spokesperson for the Libra Initiative. It's an organization committed to empowering the Hispanic community, discusses immigration, the Latino vote, the economy, and education. Sierra, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Okay, let's talk. Let's talk about immigration. I mean, it is so. How can you put it? Right now, it just seems like the whole idea of, you know, the way to run immigration is so compromised because it's become such a political foil that we're losing a lot in translation here. Is there any reasonable expectation under this current administration and with, you know, with the Secretary Mayorkas leading what's going on at the border? Is there anything reasonable that we can expect out of this?
You're completely right, Bill. We have been hearing about the crisis at our border for far too long, and the solutions that we're hearing proposed are Band-Aid solutions that are only going to be short-term solutions. What we need is both parties to come together. The issue of border security shouldn't be politically divisive. Whether you're on, you know, the left or the right or the middle, we should all want to know who's coming into our country. And the reality is that we can have a secure border and a welcoming immigration system.
Exactly. So what is that? Sierra, that's the problem I have, is there's not a an articulation by this administration that says this is our vision for immigration. Instead, it seems like there's a lot of underhanded, backdoor, shadowy type stuff to make people who were illegal legal, as opposed to saying, okay, look at this. Let's start with what does effective immigration look like? Is that fair?
That's the problem is that the Democratic administration isn't trying to solve immigration on party lines. And we know that we're not going to be able to pass bottom-up reform that is so needed to modernize our system if we're only working within our parties. We need to cross party lines.
Exactly.
And there have been bipartisan solutions and legislation proposed by, for example, Senator John Cornyn and Kyrsten Sinema, the Bipartisan Border Solutions Act that was proposed in 2021 that addresses border security and other facets of our immigration system. The problem is we need both parties to come to the table.
Mm-hmm. What I get so frustrated about, and probably you as well and other Hispanics here, is that we hear from the politicians, well, number one, it's complex and what we need. Well, you know we need it, so why don't you get it done?
So true. I mean, we haven't had bottom-up significant change to our system in decades, and it's been used as a political pawn since, and the American people are tired of it. They want to see solutions.
Well, and meanwhile, you've got people like we were talking about this morning. Here you've got a 20-year-old who comes illegally into the country. Of course, he does what anybody else would naturally do. He would have a family. He would assimilate as best he can. He starts his own business, a gardening service, and is doing quite well, has four kids, and all of a sudden now he gets in trouble. He gets in trouble, and he's, he's identified as undocumented. And so now his future, his family, all his kids now, of course, they're legal citizens, which to me is goofy because, it cuts both ways. I mean, for these kids that they don't know, they don't know Mexico. They didn't grow up in Mexico. They grew up in America, but they're citizens of America, but their dad isn't. And now their dad's in a situation where he could get deported. And meanwhile, until it's determined that he gets deported, he's having to pay an incredible amount of money in fees in order to, pay for the legal expense. This is not America. This is not who we are. But this system and these politicians are making us this way. And it irritates me, Sierra.
It is. It's breaking up families. It's causing significant burden on families, economically. And the varying status across family members is very hard on the family unit. But it's also hard that they're facing uncertainty while they're trying to contribute to the United States. And most immigrant families want nothing more than to work hard, provide for their families, and in return, help contribute to the success of the United States. We are a nation of immigrants. We are the melting pot.
Exactly.
And our broken system is not allowing us to live up to our full potential.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I agree 100% with you. Explain to our audience how Latinos feel when you have illegal immigrants, because when they come into the country, they're shipping them into the interior, but we know that, birds of a feather flock together. So they're eventually going to gravitate into these Hispanic communities. And it's a mix of people. And if they feel like, there's injustice, even though they've been given, even baby formula these days, they're given money, they're given everything almost but a job, to kind of protect them into this country. But meanwhile, they feel like I'm in survival mode. And so what do they end up doing? I mean, in some cases, they bring crime into these, peaceful Hispanic communities. And this is what's upsetting, Latinos all across the country here in these communities, especially because they see what the Democrats are doing to their communities. And this is why they're leaving the Democratic Party en masse, are they not?
It's extremely hard because majority of the immigrant community, they would have immigrated legally if we had viable legal immigration channels, because they want the opportunity and the right to work. They don't want to be, living
in the shadows.
They want
exactly.
to be able to fully contribute. Mm-hmm. And that's why we need to take a full-throated approach to address our broken immigration system, because there are so many concerns about, the illegal population, also the border. But we know that, part of addressing the border crisis is also opening up viable legal channels, which will naturally take the pressure off the border so we are more able to effectively process immigrants and allow them to contribute as our market demands it.
Right. Well, we do have legal immigration that up until, you know, the Biden administration was allowing roughly around 1 million immigrants to come in. And, you know, as they say, the right way. I mean, they paid for themselves. They were sponsored. They weren't a burden upon the taxpayers, where right now you've got a flood, you know, coming through. 162 countries, according to Border Patrol, are represented in these in these migrants coming into our country. And they're all at the people's expense. I mean, this is unsustainable, but it doesn't seem like this administration really has a grasp on that. All they want to do is just open up the borders, and then it makes everybody else feel, it makes us all feel like, what are we, ungrateful people? We're discompassionate. This is not right. I mean, they're putting us into this position because they're forcing this upon us. And here we are, a generous nation, at the core. And now we're, ignoring legal channels for illegal channels so that, they'll compel the system to, to legalize this illegal behavior. That I don't blame it on the migrants. I blame it on our government, Sierra.
Well, it's been administration, one after the other, talking a big game about addressing immigration, and it hasn't gotten done because we haven't seen the right lawmakers crossing party lines to address it together, and that's ultimately what we need. I mean, even our legal channels, like our visa system, is completely overwhelmed. Our backlog has grown to over 1.7 million. We have some migrants waiting for not months at this point, but years, several years. Mm-hmm. And it's resulting in losing workers because of our backlog. Visas are expiring, and, you know, our immigrant community can't get in to the legal services they need to renew them and be able to contribute like, you know, America desperately needs. We're facing labor shortages.
Right.
And
we've got 10 million jobs that are unfilled right now. And you're exactly right. But, you know, government regulations, and when you're flooding the system, you know, something's got to give. You can't flood the system and have it not impact everything, because you're reassessing personnel in these other areas that are dire. And now with the projected lifting of Title 42, I mean, all hands on deck to deal with what's going to be happening at the border. I mean, you're going to have three times the number of people nearly coming through the border as a result if 42 goes away.
And there is a lot of speculation on what is the fallout going to be when Title 42 is rescinded. But since Title 42 was enacted, it has been a Band-Aid solution, you know, under public health law to help stop the spread of COVID. But again, you know, it is addressing a surge at our border. Surges can be extremely unexpected. A variety of factors across the nation affect the ebb and flow that we see at our border. And ultimately, we need long-term solutions implemented.
Exactly. I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. Agree wholeheartedly with what you're saying. And I don't think they're totally unexpected, because we've got the sophistication of technology to see that the people are coming. They see what's coming around the corner. Sierra Mercer has been with us, spokesperson for the Libra Initiative. Thank you, Sierra. Take care. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe
you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.